on Tom Fisher. This is bourbonblog.com. We're continuing to follow the Pappy Gate case, and the footage came out last night, the surveillance video, and we have just learned that it came from Package & More Liquors in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I have on the phone with me the owner of Package & More Liquors, Mr. Eric Hall. How's it going, Eric?
Doing well. Thank you.
So your liquor store is where this person of interest came to this past Sunday. Can you tell us how exactly this whole thing unfolded?
Gentleman came in on Sunday afternoon, just after we opened, and inquired with one of my managers here if we would be interested in buying a rather large quantity of Pappy Van Winkle. He kind of made some small talk at the beginning. He said, you know, are you guys interested, or not interested, but basically, do you guys deal in that, and is that something you like, and et cetera. And we said, yeah, sure, we do deal in that, and we would like to have some, but we have to buy it from a distributor. And he kind of got a little cold feet, as you can see from the video, kind of comes in, marches around, looks around, then turns around and leaves. We didn't get a name. All we got was a description, and luckily we had a fairly good surveillance system that was able to capture him. Put a good picture of him, and the Franklin County Sheriff's Department over there just wants to talk to the guy. They don't know if he's guilty or not, neither do we.
This gentleman came in, asked if you all, was Pappy Van Winkle something you sold and you were interested in, and then he said, would you be interested in buying a large amount? Did he say from him, or just how did he state it?
Once again, it's happened to my employees, so we don't have audio of it.
Sure.
But as it was taken from both the manager, Ben, who was here, and also the other employee who was there, basically he phrased it as, hey, I've got a fair amount or a large amount to sell. Would you guys be interested in? And they did the right thing and said no, thanks, anyway, and then thought about it later on and said, hey, you know, there's a lot of that stuff missing somewhere, so let's maybe see if this has any legs, or at least it can help people out, because that's the only way they're going to catch someone. If that's the only way, is some tips, and, you know, come talk to the guy, and maybe he's just trying to sell two bottles to us just because he doesn't want it, or, you know, he's trying to make a few bucks. But either way, you know, they want to talk to him.
It seemed rather suspicious. Well, just, you know, let's just say this was the thief, or let's just say this person of interest was acting on behalf of whoever stole the Pappy Van Winkle. What he is doing is, Buffalo Trace Distillery is about how far from your liquor store there in Elizabethtown? About how long does it take to get there?
It's a little over an hour drive. It's probably 45 to 50 miles, I'd estimate.
A little over an hour. Does it surprise
yes.
you, or would it surprise you, again, person of interest, but if this was indeed the thief, does it surprise you that the thief tried to unload it so close to home and so soon?
Yeah, I honestly, if I was guessing, I would say this is not the person. But if it was, they always say that criminals get caught because they're dumb. And I assume someone
right.
who's going to, over a period of months, take the number of bottles of that stuff, it's probably not the dumbest person. They figured out a way, number one, to get it out. And it was locked in a locked cage, as the sheriff told me. And basically, they took the bolts were facing the outside of the cage inside the warehouse, and they took the bolts off and went into the inside of the pallet. So they were not just simple petty theft of a crime of opportunity. They planned this thing out, and for them to just unload it locally would surprise me.
If indeed this is an innocent man, I mean, this is someone who is not related to the theft at all, you know, would there be anything we would say to him? I mean, I'm not even sure. I don't know if offering, and this is something that I don't know. I don't know if offering to sell a liquor store, just the offer itself is indeed a crime, or something that's punishable.
I don't believe it's a crime to offer. I think that the act would be a crime
right.
of the, not so much a criminal offense as in I'm going to go to jail, but the ABC definitely would not like that to happen. But me taking them up on that and getting caught
sure,
doing
would
that
be,
would.
Right, would be something that would be against the regulations. So maybe the best thing is if this gentleman actually is this person of interest, if he isn't the innocent, maybe the best thing for him to do is, if he's seen himself on TV, maybe he should just step forward and say, hey, I didn't mean anything behind it. I mean, maybe that would be the best thing.
I mean, there's a pretty cut and dry picture. The guy had a Bardstown High School t-shirt or sweatshirt on. He looked like someone that every one of us knows, and I would imagine that his name has been thrown around somewhere. And if they haven't talked to him already, they will be talking to him soon.
Yeah, so it's Package & More Liquors, Elizabethtown. As far as we know, this mysterious person of interest, this is the only liquor store that we know he approached, which also makes it a little strange, because wouldn't you think that other liquor stores would say, you know what, if he came by, if you miss one, wouldn't there be other places he could go?
Yeah, I would believe so. And they asked me what places were around here, and I kind of gave them some names and put them in contact with some of the owners of the places. We do a little bit of a online marketing, and one of the kind of the things in our Google ad basically says, you know, hard to get or rare bourbons, and I don't know if maybe he was driving down the highway and searched that. I mean, Barstown's not far away, so he would have been familiar with E-Town. And then searched that and said, hey, maybe these guys would be interested. And who knows, maybe someone out there, he did go to their store, and they're sitting on a bunch of people.
You know we can expect some great bourbon. It's a great beer and wine. You have a great spirit selection there, Package and More. You do a great job for Elizabethtown. And you've only been there for how long? How long has it been, Package and More?
About 18 months. Elizabethtown was a dry area in Kentucky, and as the times have changed, a lot of areas in Kentucky are going from wet to dry when they see the tax dollars that are there. So we're about a year and a half in, and we've been able to kind of get on to the big wave of the bourbon popularity. And I credit that to Steve Bland, who works for me part-time. He's a huge bourbon enthusiast, and he's really helped us get involved in that. And then also, you know, making some contacts and the people of Hardin County, first and foremost, they're our customers. Without them, we would have no one.
Do you actually have any bottles of Happy in stock at your store?
No, we do not. It hasn't been released for the year yet. It's coming soon. But once again, it's so limited that it almost doesn't hit the shelf. We love getting that stuff in, but it's kind of a burden when it comes to dealing with the number of inquiries. You know, we might get 7 or 8 bottles, and we'll have 400 or 500 inquiries in, you know, a couple-week period. And we have to determine out of those 400 or 500 inquiries who gets it. It also is a lot more work than just, you know, seven bottles of bourbon probably is worth.
How do you determine? I mean, is this something you want to speak to? You don't have to speak to it, but curious.
Well, no. We try to make sure our good customers are taken care of first. You know, we want to pat the people's backs who pat ours. And in general, it ends up with a couple bottles at the end left, and we kind of go through the list, and we have drawn a name before. And it's kind of ironic. The one time we've drawn a name, the guy didn't show up to pick it up. So there's been one bottle of Happy Van Winkle that did hit our shelves, and when it hit the shelves, it took actually a few days to sell. It was a Lot B, which doesn't have the old man in the front smoking a cigar, so it's not quite as recognizable, but finally someone did come by and buy it. So that's how you get a bottle of Happy Van Winkle through us, is hope and pray, and come and support us, and we might find something for you.
Right, a lot of bourbon fans in Hardin County, and you're so close to bourbon country, so you are able to get some of the really, on occasion, some of the really rare stuff and the really delicious stuff then, aren't you?
Yeah, we do. We get a little bit of everything. There's generally not enough to go around. I mean, the story everybody's hearing across the nation is repeated in Kentucky, and it might even be more intense because we've got more people around here that want it. So, you know, that case of whatever the Four Roses or whatever the limited thing of the month is, goes pretty quick, and I wish I could keep it on the shelf, but nowadays it tends to be, if you get lucky, it's here, and other than that, you got to kind of search around a little bit for these limited releases. But we like it. It lets us talk bourbon. We like come on in and talk bourbon.
So, first of all, thanks for letting bourbonblog.com know that you're the liquor store. You sent me the tweet. We were kind of putting some things together. We appreciate you following us and your support, and we'll definitely do all we can to continue to follow this case. For now, we're enjoying watching the footage. Probably the most interesting security footage I've ever watched from a liquor store.
It didn't involve a robbery or somebody driving to the front door. I'd agree.
This is the hottest footage I've ever seen from a liquor store, because this just might be the suspect that we've all been wondering who has that bourbon. So, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and thank you for contacting us, and feel free to stop in when you guys get a chance.